born to broadcast. Television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com this evening with producer Mark Price. Joining me on the phone now, Democratic Representative Joan Bauer, also on the Democratic Vice Chair of the House Education Subcommittee and Democratic Vice Chair of the Appropriations Committee. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm very well. It's been a busy time, and I know the education budget and everything going through is high on your priority list, and wanted to talk to you after the consensus revenue estimating conference that occurred. Wanted to know your thoughts about finding an extra $429 million, which is good news for the state anytime we find that. But the question is to what you think we ought to do with that now. Some are saying it needs to go towards education.
Yes, you know, Cheryl, as I look at, you know, the cuts that we are doing for our K-12 systems, our higher education system, community colleges, higher ed, and listen to my constituents, and I would say overwhelmingly they are very concerned about the cuts to education, especially to K-12. So take a look at the fact that we've done better than we had anticipated this year. That's good news. We have more revenue coming in. You know, the state is getting stronger. It started about the fourth quarter of last year, the turnaround did. I would like to see the surplus that is, it, and really it's revenue more than anticipated. I should say it's really not a surplus. It's just that we built the budget for this year, you know, on not anticipating as much. So that is money that's come in. And I think, at least reflecting what I hear from voters.
Did we lose her? Are you there, Representative?
I'm here.
There you are. It's cell phones. Are we not hearing her again?
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I can hear you, Cheryl.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and continue, Representative.
No, so yes, I do support using that, the additional revenue that we had not anticipated, but it is certainly, you know, part of our revenue stream to shore up the cuts in education. So I'm hoping that that's the agreement that we come up with, and it'll certainly make it a lot better, you know, for our school system in the future, for next year at least.
I know from talking with you in the last week or so and following posts on your website and so forth that you were quite surprised and shocked at some of the cuts through to K-12 education and to higher education for that matter.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the K-12 cuts, depending, the House version, about $470 per pupil. But then, in addition, we've cut all the categoricals. And so for a school district like Lansing, that means some at-risk funding. It means some declining enrollment funding. So at the end of the day, as well as additional monies that need to be paid into the retirement system, it could be $800, $900 per pupil cut. That's huge cuts to the current budget. So that's K-12. Higher education, our 15 public universities, and our community colleges, the House budgets are about a 15% cut at a time when, you know, I think we should be supporting higher education because we know that that's really what's going to turn our state around. So, yes, I mean, I am hopeful that we'll make some agreements that the leadership in the House and Senate will agree that we should use some of this, at least some, and I would hope most of the monies to help counteract some of those cuts.
And what about the folks who say when we come up with money like this, as you said, not really a surplus, just more money than we had found, that in essence the analogy is to pay down the credit card debt of the state, just to pay down debt rather than adding it to?
Well, personally, I don't think there's anything more important at this point. You talk about looking at a long-term future of our state is to invest in education, and you know all the studies and research show that that's what's going to turn our state around and bring businesses here. You know, it's important, obviously, to take a look at debt, but our state, our debt load is not, it's pretty consistent with a lot of other states. I don't see that as a more severe problem than cutting education. So I guess when you look at both of those, I think it's a better use of the money right now to not have those severe cuts.
Well, and I know in higher education as well, you were kind of surprised, and my word, at the amendment added on to the higher education bill that would penalize, in effect, universities who offered partner benefits.
Right. We already, the budget cut by 15% our universities. And to put that in perspective, for Michigan State, that has a budget of about $240 million, for Michigan State, they were going to be cut around $40 million now. And that's huge. And it's not only will require a lot of jobs to be lost, which is not good for mid-Michigan, but in addition, the difference often has to be made up with tuition, which makes college even less affordable and accessible. So to tack on an additional 5% cut if the university is doing benefits for unmarried couples or families or however they define it is just, to me, unacceptable. It's really, that's an additional about $12 million for Michigan State. And it's just going to be passed on to the students. You know, if you don't like the domestic partner, the unmarried couple benefit, that debate should be elsewhere, in my opinion. That's a different discussion and debate that the legislature could have as a policy. I don't feel that's appropriate to tack that on to a funding bill that funds our higher education system.
Well, Joan, as always, I appreciate your point of view and your perspective, and certainly education has always been near and dear to your heart, and spoke on behalf of education. So I appreciate your time this evening.
Oh, you're very welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. Democratic Representative Joan Bauer. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.